Senate Ag Committee Chairman Blanche Lincoln told a visiting Arkansas Farm Bureau delegation her $1.5 billion ag disaster package has a good shot at passage either tomorrow or Thursday, provided that cloture is invoked on the legislation it's attached to, the American Workers State and Business Relief Act.
I have expressed to my colleagues that it is a timing issue, that this is not something we could wait for a supplemental in May. We've got to make sure that you can get back in the field in 2010. Otherwise, we're going to see the problems of folks not being able to farm a crop. We've had a few bankers come up and talk. Bankers do a real good job about expressing urgency.
Capitol Hill sources say at least six GOP senators support Lincoln's plan to send about $1.1 billion to grain, soybean, and cotton growers in counties declared primary disaster areas and may side with Democrats on the vote to cut off debate. The underlying legislation would also reinstate a host of expired tax provisions, including the biodiesel tax incentive. Lincoln tried to tack an estate tax fix under the jobs measure, but was told that would have to wait. She said she now hopes to offer her compromise on estate tax relief with Arizona Republican John Kyle prior to the Memorial Day recess.
What John and I have worked on is a $5 million exemption, which would be a $10 million unified credit, and a 35% rate, which 35% is still above cap gains. So, I mean, it's a heck of a lot better than 55%. But nonetheless, I think we can find enough folks to coalesce around that and at least get it to something that's manageable before it goes back to 2001 law.
When estates worth more than $1 million will be hit with a tax that tops out at the aforementioned 55% rate. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.